Oh, good morning, Chief. How are you feeling after last night? Sore? I did all the work. Oh, don't be so dramatic. It's just a few scratches and bruises. You felt like you'd been mauled by a bear? Well, if you're going to complain about last night, pray you never get on my bad side then. Well, it's much as I'd like to stay in bed with you, we need to get up. You and I have work to do. You're the war chief of our nation. And right now, it's important for you to make a good first impression. What? You're not sure about being our leader? Well, that's too bad. Get dressed. Whether you like it or not, you're the new chieftain. Even if you aren't an orc. What? Used you? I mean, I might have used your victory to seize the opportunity, but look at it this way. You completed your quest, and as our leader, you've earned more gold than whatever the quest was going to pay. Now get up. I'm not going to coddle you all day. Get out, get dressed, and get ready to address your people. Our village elders will want to talk with you. About the future and your place in it. Now come on, let's go. It's very bright out. We must have slept in. Now, come, follow me. What is it? The other orcs are staring at you? Well, why wouldn't they? When was the last time you saw a human leading an orc tribe, let alone a whole nation? Plus, it's not every day we get a new chieftain. You were lucky. Things played out the way they did. If not, well, you might have been ripped apart by them. Relax. You're the chieftain. There are rules in place for you now. Lay a finger on you outside of a duel, it's punishable by death. And even if someone tried, I would not let that happen. Well, of course. It's in my best interest to keep you alive. Oh, don't pout. Any one of the orcs here would gladly give the right hand to be the new war chief, puppet king or not. I need you here, so I can undo the damage that idiot did. That is, if we can prove you're worth listening to. Look, I appreciate what you have done for me, and in turn, my people. But they will have to come first, do you understand? We're all right. Your seat is at the center over there. Now, are you going to address the council? Why, yes. You. You are the new chieftain. Never mind. I'll handle it. High Council. The chief bids you all welcome and to discuss with you all their plans moving forward to grow and expand. They're also going to deal with our tribe's issues and problems. Our new chieftain has assured me that they wish to put the tribe's mind at ease, and that they promise to bring us prosperity as the new war chief. Thank you. Thank you. Now, what matters do you wish to discuss, Chief? Hey, talk about that we need to stop raiding all the other kingdoms. Do it. Our chieftain is right. The first issue we need to address is the raids on the kingdoms. I think we can all agree that we need to stop while we're ahead, before we get invaded from all sides. Yes. There is a possibility it may already be too late. For all we know, the kingdoms may already have prepared for war. If I may, perhaps it'd be wise of us to break down our camps and return to the Umbra Mountains and prepare for the worst. I'm sorry, what? Give back the Are you out of your mind? Do you know how much time and effort we put into collecting and hoarding all this treasure? But nothing. You want to remain in power and be liked, don't you? Then don't do that. Tell them to send a message to the other camps to return to the Umbra Mountains and say that our raid campaign was a success. After some consideration, the war chief has decided it's best to reconsider. Good. It's been too long since we returned home. And hopefully, from that, we can come up with a plan to avoid a war or prepare for one. For now, I think that is all we needed to address. So, if you will excuse us, elders. Well, at least we got things moving. Now come on, I'm hungry. And I want to see what's on the camp's grill. And next time, I think I'll do the talking. The elders didn't find your joke about giving the gold back very funny. Yes. While it is true you don't answer to them, you do have to answer to the other orcs. You have to understand. While I wasn't for the raids, we lost too many of our people to just give it up. You're going to have to find a different way to solve this problem. For now, let's eat. Fresh boar, cow, and chicken. I haven't gotten to eat from the chieftain's grill since my wedding night. Well, my first one. Here, I'll make you a plate, and be sure to eat all of it. What do you mean so much meat? Little human. Would you like me to trade your food to a child for his meal instead? No. Well then, let me get your tankard to wash that down. No. Come here. Let's have a seat. So good. Huh? Oh, nothing. I was just thinking you might not be as orc as you should be. But maybe we can fix that in a little bit. No, not with magic. But maybe we could get you some fur armor and leather. Maybe some war paints, and you might be halfway presentable. No, you will not need to buy them. I'll make them for you. Well, of course. You're my spouse, after all. What? Talk? You want to talk? About what? Me? What's to talk about? I'm your wife. Well, fine. Ask away. Ah, you noticed. Yes, it's not common for orcs to have red hair. Some consider it bad luck. What do you humans call it? An old wives' tale? It was thought that red hair was fated to bring ruin to the tribe. Ironic. How so? Yes, well, a tribe is an orc's family and people. Even if mine were absorbed by the Wardrum tribe. My tribe before. Well, before we became a part of them, we were the Shieldbreakers. Our axes were known to tear right through the shield lines. One side of an axe would be marked with every broken shield, the other side would be marked by the fallen enemy. No, I hold no resentment to our tribe's loss. We're warriors. We hold nothing back in battle. To be tested against a worthy opponent, to win or lose, it brings glory to our people. And I was one of the best. Of course. Did you think I was just a pretty face? I've been in plenty sieges, ambushes, raids, even an assassin attempt. Well, those are stories for another time. Right now, you should finish your meal. You like my hair and eyes? That's weird. Ugh, stop. I don't need your compliments. What do I have to do to get you to stop? A kiss. Are you... Fine, come here. I'm getting to it. Stop rushing me. Nervous? Me? Get over here. There. Had enough. Stop. I said no more compliments. If you're going to be like that, maybe you need a lesson in private tonight. Remember what I said earlier about getting on my bad side? Not so confident now, are we? Don't worry. You'll still be in one piece once I'm done. But maybe you'll learn your lesson afterwards.